You might remember from my being here before, we're going to take a little break right now. We've been praying and singing and listening carefully to the readings. We'll take a little break and then we'll go back to more active listening. I have a story or two. I went to a faith healing session at the church last night, but it was an absolute mess. Even the guy in the wheelchair got up and walked out. An old man attended a faith healing session. The preacher said, "Stand up and walk." The old man proceeded to stand up from his wheelchair and slowly walked. The shocked crowd yelled in praise. The preacher asked him, "How are you feeling?" The old man said, "I still can't see." Have faith in what you can achieve. Take Beethoven for an example. He was deaf, and everyone told him he wouldn't be a great musician, but he just didn't listen. That was bad, wasn't it? A guy opened a funeral parlor for people of no specific faith. He couldn't think of a name for it. Finally, he called it Diagnostic Services. Some of you are going to have to think about that a little bit, aren't you? Ever want to find out who is more faithful, your wife or your dog? Lock them both in the trunk of your car for 6 hours and watch who is happier to see you when you let them out. Okay. Woo. Bad, bad, bad. I would like to talk about three things today. First, a question. Is Moscow really there? And then, what is faith? And finally, wait for it. Wait for it. Okay? This is all going to hopefully come together somehow. Do you ever have doubts that certain cities around the world really exist, even if you've actually never been there? Has anybody here ever been to Moscow? Oh, come on, be proud if you have. No? Nobody's been to Moscow. You see, I don't believe it's there. Okay? Cut and Shoot, Texas. Ever heard of it? Anybody been there? You have. I'm so proud of you. You know what? I thought Cut and Shoot, Texas was maybe named after a film school. But then it would have been shoot and cut, right? It's Texas, folks. It's Cut and Shoot, Texas, right? Just north of Houston. Yeah. Are you from there? Oh, okay. How about this? Pope Joy, Iowa. You think it was named for Pope Leo? No. It was named for John Pope Joy. And the map says it's really there. Timbuktu, South Carolina. Anybody been there? Raise your hand high, but don't lie to the Father. There is a Timbuktu, California. There is a Timbuktu, New Jersey. There is no Timbuktu, South Carolina. I was just trying to see if you were all honest. Okay, so let's go a step further. Do you believe that I am a real person? That I am not some figment of your imagination, some bad dream that you got into today, some hologram? Do you think I'm a real person? Anybody want to vote on that? Oh, I guess nobody thinks that. Well, okay, thank you, 12 people. Well, what's the point of all this? If you can say there is a Moscow, if you can believe that I am a real person, then you have the beginnings, the fundamentals, the ground level of basic faith. So don't ever say, "I don't have any faith," right? What is this faith business? Hebrews in chapter 11 tells us, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Faith is the conviction of things not seen. That's a little complicated. Faith makes you sure of what you're hoping for. Faith makes you, it gives you proof of things that you can't see. So, basic, ground level faith, that doesn't take too much. You sort of believe there's a Moscow. There is a higher level of faith, though, that involves relationship, faith in people. Think about it. You have this friend. You have the assurance that your friend will be loyal, will stand by you. That relationship with your friend won't expire. It's great to have that. But notice something interesting about having faith in relationship. It's risky stuff, because who knows? There might be a moment when you feel like that friend of yours, that trusted friend of yours, has turned away. Those are terrible moments. They can be so terrible that some folks avoid close relationships because they don't want to get into that situation where they are disappointed. We need relationship. God created us for relationship. In the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, God says it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helpmate. We were made to be in relationship with one another. And so it's healthy for us to give ourselves to another, maybe sometimes kind of cautiously, but to open ourselves to another in deep friendship. When we operate like that, we are always going to have some faith. We're going to take the risk that something could go wrong here. Today, in that little book, Habakkuk, from chapter 1, the prophet Habakkuk starts out saying, "How long, O Lord?" You know, with a good Jewish accent. "How long, O Lord? I cry for help, God, but you don't listen. I cry out violence. You don't help me." Habakkuk had not learned to wait. Habakkuk wants to know why God isn't taking care of things right now, right this minute, because Habakkuk decided they should be taken care of, right? No. Habakkuk wants instant results. God has an answer. God says what you look for still has its time. It presses on to fulfillment. It will not disappoint. It doesn't happen quickly. Wait for it. Wait for it. God says, "I'll make things better, but things will be better in the proper time." The apostles are kind of in the same boat today. They cry out to Jesus, "Increase our faith." Wow. Jesus doesn't give a real direct answer, does he? He just says, "You know, there's a servant who comes in from the field. Is he supposed to sit down and eat his supper? No. He is supposed to wait on the master." Wait on the master. Wow. Jesus could have blapped the apostles with instant faith. He was God. He could do that. But he says instead, "Wait till it's time." Okay, is Moscow really there? I have never seen it with my own eyes. Somehow I trust all those people who have been feeding me this propaganda all my 76 years that there is a Moscow out there somewhere. Faith reassures us of what we hope for. It gives us proof of the things that we can't see. Deeper faith calls for relationship, and that is risky business. Faith involves risking and waiting. And I think sometimes it's good to wait. In the waiting, God can prepare us for the things that are coming. Even Jesus experienced the risk and the waiting of faith. Did you ever think about the fact that Jesus would need some faith? When I tell you this way, you're going to get it. Jesus had to have faith in his Father. The night before he died in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "Father, if this cup cannot pass unless I drink it," then he added, "but not my will, but thy will be done." His faith in God, even in that dark hour, was his trust that God would not abandon him. Yes, Jesus suffered, but he was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven to be with his Father again. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, there, waiting in the dark, first the shoot comes through the soil, and waiting some more, the plant grows to maturity and then produces much fruit. There is a waiting process in faith. And sometimes I think we get frustrated with ourselves. We feel like, I don't know if I believe in God or not. Well, God is going to give you an opportunity to believe. I don't know anybody who's falling out of an airplane who doesn't suddenly believe in God. There's a lot of faith there, you know? Faith. May we have the faith of Jesus, so that even in our darkest hour, we may be willing to wait, to risk, to trust that God will not abandon us.